this little girl came into our lives, and her name is Lori Hufstead. I picked her up in Zimbrota, Minnesota, at the bus garage there. She had come down from inner city Minneapolis for a 10-day farm visit through our church, Holden Lutheran Church in Rural Canyon. She was this darling little girl, little blonde 9-year-old. She had just cut her bangs the night before, and they stuck straight out, and she was just a darling spirit. Little did I realize that her second husband, many years later, would be my kidney donor. Randy said, I can watch somebody live, because if I can donate a kidney, and especially to my quote-unquote mother-in-law, you know. Yeah. So anyway, he was tested, and he was a good match.
I don't know how we can thank him for.
No, I know. That's what I keep thinking too.
Remarkable gift.
How do I ever repay him? I can't. Words can't say it. Money can't say it. Nothing. You know, it just is an incredible, kind thing. And he is a kind, giving, loving person. And we're just so lucky to know him.
Do you remember getting sick right before?
Yes, I did. I broke out in hives. So the doctor recommended that I be wrapped in, like, gauze, so I looked kind of like a mummy.
You did look like a mummy.
Yeah, right.
I remember that, actually. Yeah. My mommy was a mummy.
There you go. And I remember thinking, I just want to run away. This is scary.
Yeah.
You know,
we all were scared.
Yeah.
We all were scared. Yeah. But yet, knowing we were in the best place possible
Absolutely.
For this type of surgery, and you did remarkably well. You had color back in your face and color back in your skin again. You were so pale and so looking like you were knocking on death's door because there was not much color left there, but you regained that color. And I remember you saying, I feel good. You instantly almost gained strength from that surgery.
I felt like a little child, about 4 or 5 year old. I have this picture in my mind constantly of running on a sunny summer day through a meadow filled with daisies, and I was just waving my hat in the air because I felt so good. It was just an amazing feeling. Felt so vibrant and so alive. I mean, I carry it with me every day. I really do. I never once questioned, am I going to be okay? I just had this peace. I knew I would be okay, and I'm just so blessed to be part of the Mayo story.